Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. There were three major endorsement holdouts in the New York City mayor's race, as we had yet to hear from Governor Hochul, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, and House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. But that all changed yesterday when the governor weighed in and backed Zohran Mamdani.
The governor, in an op-ed piece in the New York Times, saying that New York City deserves a mayor who'll stand up to Donald Trump and make life more affordable, and that is Zohran Mamdani. Political consultant Hank Scheinkoff telling 1010 Winds, it is politically risky for Hochul to do this, but probably the right move.
She is the titular head of the Democratic Party in New York State, and apparently she felt she had no choice but to endorse him. He is the Democratic Party candidate. The others are not. They're independent candidates. Question is, what does it mean for her re-election next year, and what will it mean for this election coming up in a few weeks in New York City?
In a response from Republican Curtis Sliwa, he calls Hochul the worst governor in America, who just endorsed the worst candidate for mayor. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
We've yet to hear from Andrew Cuomo and no comment from Mayor Adams, who was on the stump yesterday in the Bronx. He told supporters that rumors that he is going to drop out are complete bull, you know what. The driver of an SUV taken into police custody after striking two children Sunday night in Queens. This happened just after 8 o'clock at 102nd Street and Martens Avenue. That's in Corona. That's where witnesses say that driver was speeding, lost control, and crashed into a parked car and then an apartment building. Two children were struck and got pinned. No word on the extent of the injuries, but both are said to be hospitalized in stable condition. Charges against the driver are pending. A three-car crash in Brooklyn kills one and injures four others. That was at 2nd Avenue and 9th Street in Gowanus, where one car collided into a second, sending it careening into a third. The driver of that second vehicle, a 34-year-old man, was killed. Separately, a teenage driver plowed into a pedestrian in East New York.
A 15-year-old boy behind the wheel of that Honda Accord. Video shows him speeding down Pennsylvania Avenue, smashing into a light pole on the opposite side of the street, then hitting a 71-year-old man. Carl here lives nearby. Take a listen to his reaction.
Sad. I saw the video. The guy showed the video, and there was somebody standing there by the arm by the pole.
It was a 71-year-old.
Oh, my God.
He hit him. He was taken to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
He's okay.
That's crazy.
The victim, thankfully in stable condition, and that teen taken into custody. Now, Trini here says she pulled over after witnessing the crash.
Sick. It's crazy. Like, we have to do better than this.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East New York.
Cops called to break up a brawl last night that police say started at the 1683 Sports Bar and Grill on Sunrise Highway in West Islip and ended in Lindenhurst. That was 30 minutes later, 5 miles away at the Phillips 66 gas station. And all 20 people were involved in this, with four who had to be treated for stab wounds. Three people were arrested, but cops say more may be charged. A reminder to get your kid vaccinated against the measles. City officials have warned of potential exposure after two people tested positive for the virus. CUNY professor of epidemiology, Dennis Nash.
I think the best way to avoid measles is to be up to date on vaccination. This largely applies to young children and kids over the age of one need to get a series of measles vaccines in order to enter school.
The two infections in the city were on the Lower East Side and in Soho. The health department has already reached out to businesses in the area where the two were known to have visited. Just days away from a possible Long Island Railroad strike, the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen will announce today whether their 600 members have voted to walk off the job. Two other unions have already approved. All five need to sign on. The deadline is midnight Thursday for a strike. The MTA says it has a contingency plan in place, but is urging people to work from home and avoid non-essential travel. A rally today outside City Hall, where taxi drivers will demand free 30-minute parking and restroom access around the city. Fernando Mateo with the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers.
They work 10 to 14 hours a day. Their office is their car. Their business is their car. They need a place that they're able to pull into, park for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, use a restroom, and relieve themselves.
A council hearing on the matter is set for 11:30 this morning.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.